Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Toldos. For this week, I'd like to share with you a few ideas, but perhaps the biggest chiddush of all is the first thought, which appears in the Sefer HaZikaron for the Mishnah Eliyahu, where there is a maimer from Harav Tzvi Shraga Grossbard on page Reish Samach Tes to Reish Ayin, which reflects on the teachings of the Mishnah Eliyahu, and says the following most incredible thought regarding this week's parasha. Now, before I get to it, I'd like to start with an old question of the week. In Parshas Toldos, Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Chof Zayin, when Yaakov is in front of Yitzchak pretending to be Esav, it says, "Vayigash v'yishak loy v'yarach esreach begadav v'yivarcheyu," that Yaakov approached Yitzchak, he smelled the beautiful smell of his begadim. Rashi says it was smelled like an Eden, v'yivarcheyu, and he blessed him, v'yayimer re'ei reach b'ni k'reach asada sheberchei Hashem. Beautiful. I don't get it. He smelled the reach of his begadim? Earlier in Pasuk Tezvav, it says, "Vatikach Rivka's bigday Esav b'na'a gadol ha'chamudais, asher ita b'abayis v'tal b'ishas Yaakov b'na'a ha'katan." It says that these are the begadim of Esav. He smelled Yaakov and smelled Gan Eden fashteach. He smelled the begadim and smelled Gan Eden. Tzarechim Gal, this is one of those questions on the parasha which it's a mitzvah to answer, nothing to do with any Tartar that I'm going to share, Tzarech Bir. Now, let's go to the thought of the Mishnah Eliyahu in the Sefer HaZikaron. The Yesod there is a reflection on the Yesod of Rav Dessler that a person has to be sure to connect his chitzonius, his outward behavior, to his panemius. Good behavior, good chitzonius behavior has to connect to the person inside. It has to affect the essence of who a person is. It has to touch on the innermost private feelings of a person. A person has to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, not just in front of people, but he's all alone. He's got to be able to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The connection between Panemius and Chitzonius is a major teaching of Rav Dessler. Regarding our parsha, Rav Dessler taught that when Chazal talk about Vayomer Yeravam Belibay, Vayomer Esav Belibay, the Medrash in this week's parasha says, Esav or Yeravam thought in their heart things that were not what it should have been. Kesef mitzupa al cheres. The Medrash says, silver or gold, inside they were cheap, they were cheres, but libay they were not complete. Says Rav Dessler, the chitzainius was truly silver or gold. It truly was worthy. It wasn't a fake. When Esav asked how to give Meiser, he was not kidding around. He was not fooling around. He meant seriously, how do you give Meiser? And his chitzonius was real. He really served Hashem on the outside. This reminds me of something Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to say, that if Esav would walk into our shuls, we'd sit him at the Mizrachvant. We'd consider him to be one of the Gedalei Adar. Because in his chitzonius, it was not fake. It was not an act. It was something very real. What Esav was missing was the connection to the Pnimius, the connection to the inside. When Chazal say about Yeravam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeravam, the language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is, he grabbed him by his begadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Yeravam by his begadim, and he said, Chazar bach v'aniv atah u'ben yishai n'tayel b'gan Eden. He grabbed, Kaviyachu, God grabbed Yeravam by his beged, and he said, do tshuva, and we'll go together to Gan Eden. Yeravam said, mi baruch. And bang, he lost him with that. Mi baruch. Says Rav Dessler, he grabbed Yeravam by his beged. Beged is the chitzonius. Beged represents chitzonius. Chitzonius was good. He said, I can pull your beged into Gan Eden. Chazar. Make sure that your panemius is worthy of it. And then, the point is, very often a person does have care in serving Hashem. He really is medagdik in mitzvahs. but it's still missing if it doesn't touch his pnimius. Says Rav Grossbart, that's pshat in davening. We say, "Tarli beinu la'avdecha be'emes." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, purify our hearts to serve you truthfully. What does it mean? Tarli beinu la'avdecha. Let our hearts be pure, and we'll serve you be'emes, with truth. Because on the chitzainius, we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could really mean it. But if we don't have a pure heart, then it doesn't work. If the pnimius is not affected, it doesn't work. We also say, give good schar to those who are beteach in your name, be'emes, with the truth, with the pnimius. We say, that means there are some people that have betachin, but it's not truthful. There are some people who praise God, but it's not truthful. It's not something that touches the essence of who the person is. The avoid of Hashem is to be truthful, is to be emes. The mitzvah of Yaakov is emes. It should go into the core of the person. It should be a true serving of Hashem, even if it involves discomfort, even if it involves being insulted, even if it means you're traveling and you're being careful in Pasakum or Lecholavakum, and now you can't have it. It's only when it's easy. If it touches the pnimius of a person, it becomes the essence of the person. We see it in Yeshiva Bachim. Many Yeshiva Bachim serve Hashem. There's a difference. Some, it's them. It touches them. It's who they are. They got to the world later, and they're prepared because they purified themselves, and some have not. That's an idea very hard to see on a person, of the pnimius of the person. The point I want to harp on is that Rav Dessler said, Tafas Hashem li'yiravam bebigda. He grabbed him on his beged. His beged was Gan Eden dik. His Ben Eden was ready to go. Adivato uben yishchay netayo beGan Eden. The beged was ready to go to Gan Eden. It was the pnimius that was no good. We take those words and we come to our parsha. The begadim of Esav came in. Yitzchak smelled the begadim of Esav and he said, "Ah, I smell Gan Eden." Yes, the big day Esav were roi for Gan Eden. They were roi for Gan Eden. It was greatness. It has to go into the pnimius of the person to be worthwhile. So that is an absolutely beautiful thought regarding the parsha, and how Esau could fool Yitzchak, it gives us a little more of an insight. Let me go to a Dvar Musa from Rav Druk in his Sefer, Darash Mordechai, on the parasha. In the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Yutes, Rashi brings, Leitzanei Adar, the Leitzanim said, May Avimelech this Abrasar. Who cares? Why do we suddenly care what the Leitzanim say? Because Yisparach, who runs his world, is not worried about Leitzanim. We find the parasha voracious. Hashem said, Nase Odom Bitzalmeinu, let us make a man in our image. And the Malachim said, God, if you speak Lashon Rabbim, people, Abikorsim, are going to find a place to say there are multiple gods. And the Baruch Shalom said, look, if they want to know the truth, they'll learn. They'll find why it's Lashon Rabbim. If they don't, we're not worried about Litzani Hadar. Right, so Litzani Hadar. So you see, God is not so concerned with Leitzanei Hadar. Why in this week's parasha is he suddenly so concerned? Says Rav Druk wonderfully. He says, when it's nogea to covet Hashem, God doesn't care about Leitzanei Hadar. The Rashon is higher than that. So Leitzanei Hadar will make fun of God. They'll say multiple gods. Manafkamina. When it comes to the covet of Avraham Avinu, the covet of Etam HaChachem, people are going to say, May Avimelech this Abra Sarah. It's nogea to the covet of Avram, the covet of Sarah, the covet of Yitzchak. For covet Hamidei Chachamim, God cares what Litzanei Hadar say. A very fundamental difference between the two. And guess what? Rav Druk also brings from Yeravam. In Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, we find Yeravam offering a sacrifice to an Avodah Zarah. And the Navi Idal comes, if you give him Musar. And Yeravam from on top of the Mizbeach sticks out his hand and he says, Tipsu, grab him. And the Pasuk says that Tiyavish Yadai, Layachal Heshivayai, his hand which he had extended and to point to the Navi and said, Tipsu, the hand froze, he became paralyzed. Zaksarav Druk, look at this. He's bringing karbanis outside of the Beis Hamikdash to avodah zarah. Nothing happens to him. He says tefsu about the Navi. Bang! A miracle happens. For quite atzmai, the Rabbi Shalom is not teveya. To cover tamidei chachamim, that the Rabbi Shalom is teveya. Similarly, later in the parasha, Chomesh Averis also Esav voisei hayayim. Esav did many Averis that day. Yet the Pasuk says, Vayivez Esav, Esav Achayra. It doesn't talk about his other Averis, which seem to be worse. It talks about being the Vaz of the Bechayra. So Rav Druk, from the name of Rabbi Yosef Salant, the Medrash says, Vayivez Esav, Esav Bechayra. Esav made fun of Yaakov. It's a big deal, Bechayra. Why do you care so much about the Chayra? He and his friends were laughing at this yeshiva bacha. Who cares about the Bechayra? Other Averis, the Rabbi Shalom says, okay, I don't have to mention it. But to be Mevazi Yatayv, that I mention. Kvay Tavideh Chachamim Kaviyachol, that the Rabbi Shalom is Dairish, that the Rabbi Shalom looks for. We should have the same need that was like, yeah, wrong COVID, we should be Mevater. As they get covered of Tamil Chachamim around us, then it's hard to be Mevat. One last short Musaf thought. I could end just with this question. This is an appropriate question of the week. But Temech Lidrashis Hashem, Rivka sees some strange behavior on the part of the baby. She thinks it's just one in her womb. But Temech Lidrashis Hashem, she goes to ask, who should she go to? The God Ladar. She goes to shame. Why doesn't she go to her husband? Yitzchak is a God Lahadar. You have a question, ask your husband the Shaila. What's the Temach Lidrashis Hashem? She went to shame to ask him the Shaila. Someone told me that that's the style of Rebbetzins. They don't trust their husbands as much as they trust outsiders. But we can't say that about Yitzchak Avinu. Why did Rivka go elsewhere? Why didn't she go to Yitzchak Avinu? The Teretz may well be a lesson. If you know something and it's going to cause someone pain by telling him, don't tell him unless there's a purpose. If there's a purpose in telling him he can help himself, of course you tell him. But sometimes somebody has a tzara and it's revealed to the person for no good reason. There's nothing he can do about it anyway. Rivka knew there's something wrong. This baby is jumping at the avodah zarah. She said, I'm going to ask Yitzchak, he's going to have Agmas Nefesh. Let me better go to Shem. Shem ben Ayach. I'll ask him. And I'll spare Yitzchak to Agmas Nefesh. We don't find that she told Yitzchak that one of these babies is going to go to Beis Avodah Zarah. Had she told him, he wouldn't have favored Esav like he did. There's no reason to tell something to someone if it will cause that person pain, unless there's a positive reason for telling the person. And so, three absolutely wonderful thoughts for today. The first from the Baal Michta Melio and Rav Grossbard, really a tremendous insight into what it means that Esav was a Rasha. The second part regarding Kavod Hashem, Kavod HaMidei Chachamim, and this last quick thought regarding causing someone pain for no reason. With that, my time is up for this session. I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Mishmar, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, a wonderful, meaningful stretch as we welcome the month of Kislev, the month of Hanukkah. A guten to one and all.